Welcome, Curious Minds, to another deep dive.
Great to be here.
Today, we're looking at the Victoria Country Club, and we're asking, you know, what's the secret sauce? How does an institution like this not just survive, but actually thrive for over a century?
Yeah, it's a great question. Adapting to all those changes.
Exactly. We've got a fantastic stack of sources about this club. And our mission, really, is to uncover those answers, from its founding vision right up to, well, what makes it tick today.
It's a really fascinating case study, actually, how a place evolves but keeps its core identity. It could almost be a blueprint, you know, for other traditional places facing modern times.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be exploring the history, the courses, obviously, that community feel, and even how they're bringing up the next generation of Galters.
So you, the listener, should get a really solid understanding of not just what VCC is, but why it still matters.
Right. Why it's important to its members and, yeah, the wider South African golf scene. Okay, let's unpack this.
So first off, that longevity, it just jumps out at you. Our sources, they show the origin story goes way back to 1906.
Wow. Over a century.
Yeah, think about that. 100 years plus of golf. So what was the initial spirit behind it? What was the idea, and how did they handle those early problems?
Well, what's key here, I think, is that it wasn't just about golf, even then.
Okay.
The desire was really to weave together a community. You know, shared values, a place that kind of resonated with the culture of South Africa at the time.
Mm.
And yeah, early on, sure, they had the typical hurdles, getting land, finding resources. But the sources really point to this incredible determination and strong community backing.
So people really bought in.
They really did.
Right.
And that support allowed the club to start flourishing. It built this like solid foundation for everything that came later.
And it definitely did flourish. The sources point out some pretty big moments. What were some of those milestones that really cemented its status, helped it last so long?
Yeah, looking at the bigger picture, a really pivotal moment seems to be 1985. That's when they hosted their first major tournament.
Ah, okay. Putting them on the map.
Exactly. It got national attention. Yeah. But more than that, it really showcased their facilities, took them from being maybe a local gem to a serious national player.
Right.
And then fast forward to 2006, they celebrated their centenary.
100 years.
100 years. And that was huge for unifying everyone, past members, current members. It was a moment to look back at everything they'd achieved, but also to, you know, reaffirm their role in promoting golf in the community. It shows that deep sense of history, of continuity.
That adaptability is really striking, though. How did Victoria Country Club manage to evolve, stay relevant, without losing that historical feel? Did the sources mention any, like, debates or challenges around making changes?
Well, it does make you wonder, doesn't it, how these places keep going for so long?
Yeah.
What's really insightful about VCC, I think, is how proactive they were. So it started just with golf, right?
Yeah.
But they clearly understood that to last a century, maybe more, they had to be more than that, a kind of community hub.
Makes sense.
So deciding to expand, adding things like the tennis courts, upgrading the practice facilities, that wasn't just adding amenities. It was about broadening the appeal, yeah, reaching more people.
Right, not just hardcore golfers.
Exactly. And even more impressively, in recent years, they've really focused on environmental sustainability, things like precision drip irrigation systems.
Oh, interesting. How does that work?
Well, it uses sensors, real-time moisture data, to target water only where it's needed. Conserves a lot of water compared to just spraying everywhere.
Wow.
And promoting biodiversity, too, within the course itself. Now, I'm sure there were discussions, maybe disagreements about these changes.
You'd expect that.
Right. But it really shows their resilience, their willingness to tackle modern challenges head-on. It's about ensuring they stay relevant for the future.
Okay, so history is compelling, adaptability too. But for a lot of people, it's got to be about the golf itself, right? The courses.
Absolutely.
The sources kept calling them a masterpiece of design. What specifically makes them stand out? What's the experience like for a golfer, whether they're, you know, just starting or really experienced?
Yeah, the design aspect is key.
Yeah.
It seems like they were meticulously crafted. Not just to be hard, but enjoyable, too.
A balance.
Exactly. They really blend into the natural landscape, these lush green areas.
Mm.
But it's not just pretty. You've got strategically placed bunkers. Like, I read about cross-bunkering on the 7th. Forces you to choose.
Yeah.
Lay up or try a risky carry.
Ah, okay. Adds drama.
Totally. And undulating greens that need a really good touch. Each hole feels like a unique puzzle, testing different skills, different strategies, no matter your handicap.
Yeah.
The whole philosophy seems to be working with the land, not against it.
And you mentioned signature holes. The sources really highlighted those. Can you tell us about a couple? What makes them so memorable, maybe beyond just looking good?
Oh, yeah. This makes you want to play them, doesn't it?
Definitely.
Okay. One that comes up again and again is the par 3 eighth. It's famous for the view, apparently stunning panorama.
Right.
But there's also this tricky water hazard. Demands real precision. So it challenges your technique, but you're also trying not to get distracted by the amazing backdrop. It sounds like a real mental test.
Focus.
Yeah. And then there's the par 5 18th, described as a proper test of skill. It's a dogleg, apparently, with a challenging green. So it's often the thrilling climax to the round.
Or maybe humbling.
Or humbling, exactly. Forces you to really think through your shots right to the very end.
The sources also kept emphasizing the course condition immaculate was the word used. How do they keep it like that all year round, especially with those environmental efforts you mentioned, like saving water?
Yeah, that's a good point. If we connect this to that idea of consistent quality, it really comes down to, well, meticulous maintenance and a dedicated team.
Right. Boots on the ground.
Absolutely. They have this rigorous program. Greens always well kept, fairways perfectly groomed, and those advanced irrigation systems we touched on. They're a huge part of it.
So technology helps.
Big time. Significantly cuts water use compared to older methods, but still keeps the turf healthy. It really reflects the club's whole ethos. Provide a top-tier golfing experience, but do it responsibly, thinking about the environment.
Okay, so beyond the actual golf, the clubhouse sounds pretty central too. What's it like? What amenities are there, and how does it help build that community feel we talked about?
Yeah, the source is really painted as more than just, you know, the 19th hole. It's like the living room of the club.
Okay.
It's described as the central hub, right? A welcoming place for members to relax, chat, celebrate the game. The design sounds like it balances big spaces for events with maybe quieter corners too.
Nice.
It's got these elegant interiors, a fully stocked pro shop, all the gear and clothes you'd expect, and apparently really exceptional dining.
Food's important.
Always. The restaurant uses local ingredients, serves everything from a casual bite to like a big celebration banquet, plus versatile rooms for meetings or events. It really cements its role as the social heart of the club.
So the clubhouse helps foster community, definitely. But how does VCC actually bring new people in? The sources mention diverse membership options, which sounded interesting. What's available if someone's thinking about joining?
That's a really important question for any club like this, how you keep things fresh. They seem to get that people have different needs.
Right.
So they offer a whole range, comprehensive golf memberships, you know, unlimited play, but also social memberships for people who maybe just want the clubhouse vibe, the events.
Okay. So not just golfers.
Exactly. And they even have trial memberships.
Yeah.
Let you dip your toe in, experience it before you fully commit.
Smart.
Yeah. And members get the perks, obviously. Priority tee times, special rates for tournaments, access to member-only parties and events, plus, you know, access to the coaching, the practice areas, discounts in the shop and restaurant. It's meant to be a whole package.
It sounds like they really work hard at connecting people. What sort of community events do they actually organize? Stuff beyond just playing golf.
Yeah, digging into that side of things, community engagement seems absolutely fundamental. It's not an afterthought. They regularly host social events, everything from charity fundraisers to festive holiday parties.
Right.
It's all about building that camaraderie, that sense of belonging.
Right. Share experiences.
Exactly. Special tournaments, themed nights. I saw a mention of twilight golf and dinner evenings. Sounds fun.
Yeah.
And they really emphasize family-friendly events, too.
Yeah.
The goal seems to be making it a place for everyone, where relationships grow, memories are made, you know, appealing across generations.
Okay, shifting gears a bit to the competitive side.
Yeah.
For people who love that challenge, MECC seems to have a busy calendar.
Yeah.
What kind of tournaments and leagues do they run, and how do they recognize success?
Oh, yeah, the variety there is pretty impressive, according to the sources. Every year they have these big prestigious events. The club championship is obviously a highlight, brings out the best players.
High stakes.
Definitely. And various open tournaments too, drawing players from all over the region. But it's not just the top tier. They have competitive leagues as well, but crucially, they're organized by skill level.
Oh, that's good. So everyone can join in.
Right. Ensures everyone gets a taste of friendly competition, whether you're scratch or just starting out. And they do make a point of celebrating wins, highlighting the talent within the club. It boosts the club's reputation, sure, but those winners also become role models, inspiring others.
And it's great that it's not just about the established players. It sounds like they're really focused on the next generation, too. What's their approach with junior golfers, youth participation?
Yeah, this speaks volumes about their long-term thinking, about the health of the sport itself.
Mm-hmm.
The club runs dedicated junior tournaments, designed specifically to inspire young players, give them a platform to show their skills, but in a, you know, supportive setting.
Important for kids.
Absolutely. They actively encourage kids to get involved. There's mentorship from experienced golfers, structured programs that make it accessible and fun. It's really about ensuring the next generation is equipped, passionate. It's an investment, plain and simple.
And finally, for any member, junior or adult, who wants to get better, what about lessons, training? What does VCC offer there?
Right. Skill development. It sounds incredibly comprehensive, actually. Mm-hmm. Members can get expert lessons from a team of PGA professional golf instructors.
Okay. Proper pros.
Yeah. Offering personalized guidance. And there's a wide range of programs, beginner courses, advanced clinics, group sessions, one-on-one coaching.
So something for everyone.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And their practice facilities sound top-notch. State-of-the-art, the sources say. Driving range with targets, putting greens that mimic course conditions, chipping areas, sand traps, the whole setup.
Wow.
And crucially, they seem to develop customized coaching plans, tailored to what you need, your goals, how you learn best. It's all about boosting confidence and ultimately making the game more enjoyable for everyone.
So wrapping this all up, what does this deep dive tell us? What does it mean for you, the listener? We've looked into Victoria Country Club's century-plus journey.
Yeah, that incredible history.
It's really well-designed courses, top facilities, the diverse membership, and this deep commitment to community.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen how it juggles tradition with really modern thinking, that sustainability stuff, the personalized coaching. It feels like a strategic blueprint for how to last.
It really does. This deep dive, I think, it highlights how a club can be so much more than just, you know, a place to hit a ball.
Right.
It can be a real cornerstone of a community, adapting, changing with the times, but holding on to that original vision, passion for the game, connection between people.
Yeah.
It leaves you wondering, doesn't it? What exactly is it that makes a place like the Victoria Country Club truly endure? Attracting people, generation after generation, adapting so well, it really could be a model for how institutions can thrive, even when the world keeps changing around them.